Hello everyone, it's Dee. It's getting close to Christmas. I just had a new release of a new squirt. It's dedicated to HAARP, H-A-A-R-P. Those are the dudes who, I would say, use a lot of weather modification techniques, geoengineering, to control weather patterns and, tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes, floods. Many of them are not natural, and Mother Nature doesn't control them. A lot of these occurrences that we see, and a lot of death and destruction, I would say are probably pre-planned and are well-coordinated. Unfortunately, none of us can really do very much about it. A little story here. In 2001, in December, I responded to an ad in a newspaper of some chick who needed a bass player in a grunge rock band. And she was a guitarist. She just happened to live up in the western coast of Canada. And I had been to the eastern coast of Canada a couple times. So I said, well, this isn't a problem. I'll just try to get a ticket, round trip ticket, and get out there and hang out for a few days and see what happens. So I took the flight. Got out of airport and had some difficulties there when I asked where the bathroom was. I never made it out the airport and I wound up back in New York City. And I was just trying to avoid the pit, the 2001 Trade Center attack, smoking pit in New York City. I want to get some fresh air and, you know, visit a new place and try to jam with someone in a band. And that's it. I lost $650 on that one, and I don't know what to say. It's really sad that these things happen when you try to travel, and I actually haven't traveled very much since Homeland Security and TSA. Back in the day, the Village Voice had tickets that you could purchase. Go Midtown, buy your tickets, just go to the airport, show the check-in people, the ticket people, your ticket, get on a plane and go and come back. Well, of course, that's very different these days. And I had supported Madison Square Garden for, I would say at least 50 years. And I wanted to do a basketball game once, and I noticed there was a lot of scanning and pat-downs and check-ins and security. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to bother with a nosebleed ticket to do a basketball game. So I flipped them the bird and never went back to any events at the Garden, which I had been going to for many years. Even you want to go back to the 2010 Rammstein group played a show there and communicated with them online on the emails, and Ticketmaster set them up over there along with a band called Comba Christ, you know, for industrial groups. And I would say I had some sort of a say in what happened with that back in the day at the Garden. But, you know, there's a lot of control these days. They want passports for everything. Everyone's got to get a test or a shot. And it's a really sad day these days. Someone needs to be held accountable for what happened in the Midwest with this terrible tornado and the death and destruction we see. And we can't just write it off as Mother Nature. We need to do some investigations. Sorry. And confront those who have new technologies to hurt others for their gains. I'm sorry. This is what I'm seeing. So this podcast goes out to HAARP. And I released a new squirt for that. A lot of times my squirts have some sort of meaning, either with music or events, and that's how I work it. And I squirt once a week on Thursday. All right, guys, next week is Christmas. Hope you're all okay. And hang in there. Bye. D.B. Burns Pasvolsky from New York City.